Hello everyone. Matthew and I will continue with more news stories. A city man claims to have been destroyed by a battle with Norfolk County Council. There is a new drop-off point in Norwich to boost a bikes charity's African-focused efforts. And City Hall blames businesses for overflowing bins.
County Hall spent more than £30,000 on lawyers fighting a man's £5,500 claim for damages after his home was flooded. Ian Hunton, who lives in Sprowston Road, said he had been left destroyed by the dispute, which began a decade ago. He has branded Norfolk County Council's determination to avoid agreeing to a remedial sum as a cruel campaign which has wasted taxpayers' money. But County Hall, which went on to win the case in December last year, said the legal tussle was justified to avoid setting a precedent and that some of the costs went towards legal advice provided to Mr. Hunton. It comes after the authority's spending on legal challenges has come under the spotlight, with critics saying their lawyers are being given a blank cheque to fight against claims.
People Power has led council bosses to agree traffic can use a controversial £400,000 city bus lane at certain times. And it could mean restrictions stopping drivers entering other bus and cycle lanes across Norfolk also change. More than 400 people opposed Norfolk County Council's 2021 installation of the 24/7 bus and cycle lane in Cromer Road and Aylsham Road in Helsdon. The controversy has continued, with locals worried the road has become more dangerous. Shopkeepers also claimed takings have fallen because on-street parking was stopped to allow the lane. A review was triggered after former Norwich North MP, Conservative Chloe Smith, plus District and County Councillor Sheila Gurney, raised concerns. It found bus journey times reliability improved while accident rates fell. But new Department for Transport guidance, issued in the spring, stated bus lanes should not operate when no bus services were running or when traffic would not delay them. It also stated lanes should only be 24 hours when there are night buses running and there is significant congestion. This prompted County Hall to make a change to the Cromer Road and Aylsham Road bus lane on an experimental basis for 18 months, so it only runs from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. each day. Other traffic will be able to use it outside of those times.
A charity dedicated to repurposing bicycles for African communities has established a new drop-off point in Norwich. This extends the reach of Recycle, whose partnership with Cycle Revolution already includes stores in Colchester and Ipswich. Recycle, based near Colchester, utilises donated bikes to provide vital transportation for communities in Africa. The new Giant Store Norwich location will enhance accessible donations, reduce bikes destined for UK landfills, and bolster aid efforts in Africa. Recycle, operating since 1997, partners with NGOs in countries including Ghana, Zambia, South Africa, the Gambia, and Sierra Leone, transforming each donated bike into a crucial community resource. Notably, in 2023, Recycle dispatched 11,250 bikes and vast quantities of spare parts to Africa, achieving this via optimised packing methods, fitting more than 500 bikes per shipping container to minimise environmental impact. The involvement of the Giant Store Norwich represents a considerable expansion of Recycle's partnership with Cycle Revolution. It demonstrates a commitment to gathering more bikes for the impactful initiative. To donate unwanted bikes, visit the Giant Store Norwich or find out more about donations at re-cycle.org.
A student group is hoping to save Elm Hill businesses from the chop, reminiscent of a similar campaign a century ago. Students at the Norwich University of the Arts, NUA, are creating a production which gives people a look into some shops' history, including the Bear Shop and Mr. P. Milne's Antiques and Curios, after concerns about their declining sales. Vafa Bagheera, the producer and creative director of the project, teamed up with Lauren Charles, editor, and Beth Beale, graphic designer, to create the project. Vaffa met Richard Ingleton, chairman of the Friends of Elm Hill, who asked him if he could create a series of short films about the shops in the street. Vaffa said, "It seems as though the shops are struggling with declining sales and fewer customers coming to the area. So we're diving deep into the unique essence of each shop, listening to the owner's stories, and building an emotional connection between the shops, the street, and visitors. We don't want them to just be promotional videos, so the aim of the project is to help support these businesses by helping them promote themselves better, highlighting their history and how they contribute to the unique character of Elm Hill. Roughly 100 years ago, Elm Hill was saved from being demolished, and it needs help once again. The project is expected to have the first films ready to release in November. In March last year, the Norwich Society met at the 14th century Bishop's Bridge to celebrate the 100-year anniversary of the start of the group's campaign to stop Elm Hill from being demolished."
Bosses at City Hall have blamed nearby businesses for the overflowing bins lingering in a city estate. People who regularly use the bins in Recreation Road complained about the disgusting smell and look of the area after not having been collected for 2 weeks. The uncollected waste caused flies to hang around the area, and one local said it was an eyesore. However, Norwich City Council have come out and ordered the business and contractors at Earlham Square to stick to their legal duties and stop using the bins. Some of the businesses in Earlham Square are Moonlight Palace Chinese Takeaway, the Sue Ryder Charity Shop, Euromax Convenience Store and the Co-op Food Shop. A Norwich City Council spokeswoman said, "We know that there are occasional problems with the communal bins. Sadly, this is because non-domestic rubbish, like commercial and construction waste, is being placed into bins intended for domestic waste only, and fly tipping is adding to the problem. This makes it difficult for our collection crews to access the bins and empty them. We have repeatedly requested that businesses and contractors at Earlham Square comply with their legal duties and stop using residential communal bin areas for fly tipping and unauthorised waste disposal. We have reached out to the managing agents of Earlham Square, but have not received a response."
A Norwich-based research institute is leading a new UK-wide network exploring the impact of drug-resistant microbes in farming and food production. Antimicrobial resistance, AMR, happens when disease-causing bacteria, viruses, fungi, and parasites no longer respond to the medicines used to control them. It is seen as a major threat to world health, potentially reducing the ability of microbials such as antibiotics and antivirals to prevent or treat diseases in plants, animals, and humans. But a new national partnership of academics, scientists, agricultural industry bodies, and government agencies is looking for ways to understand and tackle this problem. The Quadrum Institute, based at the Norwich Research Park, is part of the management team behind AMAST, the AMR in Agri-Food Systems Transdiscipline Network. Its membership is drawn from across the agri-food sector and from different production systems, including crops, livestock, and aquaculture, from farm to fork. The Quadrum Institute brings its own expertise in understanding the genomic basis of AMR within the food system. The network will be coordinated by Dr. Matthew Gilmore, based at the Quadrum Institute, with an international expert advisory panel providing oversight.